Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose,
Yuletide carols being
sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Welcome to the Concealed Advantage Podcast.
Welcome back to the Concealed Advantage Podcast. This is episode number 11. Had a great weekend this weekend. We did a class on the 12th Saturday. Had a few people in there. Had a good time. One of my students was a former law enforcement officer from Portageville, Missouri. And it was good to have him in the class and his son. Had a great time. If you'd like to reserve a seat in one of our classes, give me a call of 573-421-5386 or check out our website, concealedadvantage.weebly.com. But it was a good weekend. I had a great time out there on the range, and a few of the students had actually taken the three-hour session online. They really enjoyed it, and it worked out good for them. My wife and I were up in Pacific, Missouri for the Thanksgiving holidays, Thanksgiving weekend. And we stopped at a Walmart there, and I picked me up a product that I absolutely love, and it's the Perry suspenders. These suspenders don't replace a belt, but they actually clip on to the belt. Very easy to take on and off. And I've been wearing them ever since. I absolutely love them. Highly recommend them. I've been recommending them in all my concealed carry classes since the Thanksgiving weekend. Under the weight of a pistol, the belt tends to be awkward and shift south, especially on some of us that are of the robust size, or a little bit on the thick side. But anyway, these Perry suspenders are absolutely great. I love them. If you go to perrysuspenders.com, they've got a lot of different options there, anywhere from $13, $14 on up to the black leather original Perry suspenders, which run about $41.95. I think I'm going to get me a pair of those next. The black leather seems to be a little bit more dressier. But anyway, if you carry a gun and you find your hip or your sidearm goes south a little bit, try a pair of suspenders, and I highly recommend the Perry suspenders. One of the things I notice when I'm wearing them, and I am carrying armed, if I'm out and about and I have to use the restroom and I go into a stall, those Perry suspenders just come off and on real easy. If you're as active as I try to be, not near as active as I'd like to be, but when you are that active and you have to move around a lot, things shift on you, these Perry suspenders will make your day a whole lot comfortable. I highly recommend you get you a pair. Hey, I want to tell you about a little sale that's going on right now. We've got the CMONET Christmas Special going on at Concealed Advantage right now. And basically what that means is that you can go to the Concealed Advantage website, go under classes and then gift certificates, and until January 16 of 2010, you can purchase a Concealed Advantage class. You can reserve it for up to 6 months. Actually, I'm dating these June 25th of 2010 is the expiration date on them, and that's flexible. But you can reserve your Concealed Advantage Basic Concealed Carry class for $50. That's right, $50. Don't be fooled by the price. This is a good quality class. You're going to learn a lot. Check it out. Go to concealedadvantage.weebly.com. Go to classes and then gift certificates. You can even buy it online or you can call me, 573-421-5386. I'm curious about something right now. Has anybody tried the resetting the trigger? Last Saturday, I did a class and had a gentleman in the class with a Ruger SR9, which is a double-action-only striker-fired pistol. And we got out on the range, and he had a group of about 5 to 6 inches. Showed him the technique, and he brought it down to about 3 inches. Did an excellent job. He'd never shot a handgun before. Showed him this technique, and he absolutely loved it. He actually said when I showed it to him, "You've actually increased the value of my gun," and which is true, because when a gun shoots better, it's worth more. It's worth more to him. He said it made the practice session a lot more enjoyable. Anyway, try resetting the trigger. What you do is you just, after your first shot, hold your trigger back. Keep it back, let the gun cycle, then release it until you hear and feel a small click. And at that point, you have a hair trigger. There's less play in the gun when you fire your second shot. It's an excellent technique. We actually discussed this in one of the earlier podcasts. But if anybody out there has tried it, please give me an email, concealedadvantage@gmail.com. Let me know how it worked for you. There is a website that I want to tell you about, and it is www.thesurvivalpodcast.com. A lot of good links there on this website, good podcasts to listen to, everything from tactical gear to different places you can buy seed to plant in a garden, water filters, different stuff. Anyway, check that out. I think it's a good website to cruise around in, and thought you might like hearing about that one. I want to tell you that I am a member of the NRA, but there is also another group called the Second Amendment Foundation, and you need to check out their website as well. It's www.saf.org, www.saf.org. Just pulled up the homepage, and I got to tell you, I'm really, really impressed with what they're doing. These people, this organization is actually taking people to court, taking municipalities and other legislative branches of government to court regarding infringements on the Second Amendment. For example, the SAF, here's a headline from their front page, the SAF sues the District of Columbia over carrying of handguns. SAF challenges arbitrary denial of rights to bear arms in California. Another headline, SAF sues Eric Holder over gun rights of non-resident American citizens. Another one is SAF and the NRA sue Washington State for discriminating against alien residents. Okay, I had to take a second look at that last one. It says the paragraph under it, the Second Amendment Foundation, joined by the National Rifle Association, today filed a lawsuit in federal court against the state of Washington seeking to overturn a state law that discriminates against legal resident aliens who own firearms by violating their Second Amendment rights under the equal protections affirmed by the 14th Amendment. Anyway, the SAF looks like a good organization. I'm going to have to check more into that. I've got a link up there on my Concealed Advantage site to them. I haven't been on their website in a little while, but I'm glad I got back on it today. Check that out, www.saf.org. Good website. Okay, I'm going to leave you with a clip from American patriot and rocker Ted Nugent.
Second Amendment, gun control. You've been on the NRA's board since 95, mm-hmm. and this is a subject that you maybe feel more strongly about than any other.
I believe that a person...
Make your case.
I believe that a person's moral compass can be determined by how he references free men the right to defend themselves. The Second Amendment is so obvious to me, it's insane that there's an argument. God gave, let's pretend there is no document. Let's pretend brave families didn't leave the tyrants and the slave drivers of Europe so that they could practice the religion of their choice, so that they could speak out without being murdered, that they could produce wool without the king's men coming and taking it from them every season of harvest. Let's pretend none of that happened. Let's just pretend this guy named Ted Nugent parachuted onto Earth and woke up one morning and saw these wonderful resources and had dreams of excellence and being the best that I could be. I don't need a document, and I don't need another man to explain to me that I have the right to defend my gift of life, and that there is an argument in America from Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me. A good law-abiding citizen, not convicted of a felon, the Second Amendment of our Bill of Rights is my concealed weapons permit. Period.
That's it.
That's it.
So no limitations of any kind that you
no.
can see?
None.
That's it.
The limitation should be, instead of arresting people for molesting children 24 times, I would rather the dad walked into the room, found a person molesting that child, and blew his brains out. I would rather that the lady in Massachusetts last month who was taking her daughter to soccer, who was carjacked by a recidivistic maggot who'd been in the prison system all his life but was let out again because we feel sorry for him. Maybe he had a bad childhood. Instead of her being hijacked and murdered, I'd rather she just shot the bastard dead. But in Massachusetts, somebody decided she can't do that. So she's dead. I would rather she was alive and the carjacker was dead. I'm weird. I would rather that the guy who beat this lady to within an inch of her life in Waco, on parole was he, phenomenal. and beat her to within an inch of her life in front of her grandchildren with a whiskey bottle. I would rather she fell to the ground, pulled out a .38, and shot him 6 times in the chest and killed him. Am I weird? Because the guy is going to get out again. I don't like repeat offenders. I like dead offenders.
Hey, that was Uncle Teddy, as he likes to be called. I think he'd make a great American president. Anyway, thanks for listening to this week's show. And I want to remind you that it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6, but the objective is to avoid both extremes. I'm Jay Kirtman. Keep it concealed.
This concludes the Concealed Advantage podcast. Be sure to check out concealedadvantage.weebly.com for information on the best concealed carry training in Southeast Missouri.